Hey, listen, thinking yourself slim. 10 ways to beat food cravings. Please tell me because, I crave food. We all want to lose a bit of weight, but it's hard to get over those food cravings.
We all have food cravings, and lots of us are trying to lose weight. Currently, around 1 in 2 Australians are trying to lose weight by dieting or simply eating healthy, but we still have a long way to go because we know that dieting often doesn't work. Depriving ourselves of foods that we love and enjoy isn't really sustainable for the long term. So there's got to be something else that we can do, and there's a lot of research that shows that it's kind of comes down to mind over matter. And what this means is we need to retrain our brain to think a little bit differently, to kind of nudge ourselves towards making healthier choices. And this is what we've come across in a lot of the research, something called the nudge theory, where you basically make very small and subtle changes to your environment that can positively influence your behavior. And a really, really good example of this is putting fruit and vegetable at eye level in the fridge so that every time you open it, that's the first thing you see, rather than, you know, chocolate or soft drink or cake or something like that.
Yeah, okay. It really is I think we all know it's mind over matter. It's like, you know, if you have a hankering for fast food and you're going, not going to get it, not going to get it, not going to get it, not going to get it. I'll have a Whopper, thanks. You know, it's like just ridiculous.
Well, that's right. I mean, willpower and motivation usually only get us so far. So we do need to use these little tips and tricks to, I guess, retrain how we think, but also set up new healthy habits. And what we've done is found 10 different ways you can retrain your brain to manage food cravings. And one of my favourite ones here, and I call it a little brain hack, which is essentially something you can do to just change the way you think a little bit. And this one we found really fascinating. What researchers did was they know that when people go shopping on an empty stomach when they're hungry, you're more likely to buy high-calorie foods, biscuits and sweets and chips, and they just somehow end up in your trolley. But what they did was they gave people an apple before they hit the supermarket, and what they found was they went and bought 25% more fruit and vegetables because they had something healthy before they went to the supermarket. So I think that's a pretty clever tip to help just nudge you into the right direction and improve your health.
That makes perfect sense. And certainly, I hadn't thought of the apple side of it, but I try never to go shopping when I'm hungry because you do. I reckon you'd spend an extra 20 or 30 bucks quite often on stuff that you think, oh, that'd be good, that'd be nice, whatever, whatever. And half of it, for me anyway, sits in the cupboard or in the fridge and doesn't even necessarily get eaten because it's just the spur of the moment when it's there in front of you that you decide you want it.
Well, that's right. I mean, these are the things, you know, we are surrounded by a lot of unhealthy food, whether it be fast food chains, whether it be, you know, at your local coffee shop, there's a big, you know, counter of muffins and biscuits. So it's a little bit hard, you know, to always have this temptation in front of us. So where possible in your environment at home, you know, this is something that we do even in the Healthy Food Guide office. We have a little bit of chocolate in the office, but rather than having it, you know, on the bench front and center so that we are constantly walking past it and being tempted by it daily, we put it in a container that you can't see into, and we put it in a cupboard. So you actually have to go out of your way to get the chocolate. And just things like that can actually help just retrain, set up new habits and set up healthier habits as well.
So there are 10 tips, and obviously they're all in the current edition of the Australian Healthy Food Guide. You want to leave us with maybe one more that you reckon's a good idea if you've got one at your fingertips there?
Another one that is actually really, really simple, and this might come in handy as we enter the festive season, as we start to think about Christmas and Christmas buffets. What researchers found was that the first food that you put on your plate when you're at a buffet or when you're serving food, you know, to yourself, that's going to really influence what you're going to take next. So if you put something like a fried potato chips or a big, thick, you know, fatty steak on your plate first, you're probably going to fill it with similar foods. Whereas if you put your salad on the plate first or the vegetable portion on the plate first, researchers found that about 2/3 of your plate will ultimately end up with healthier foods. So I think that's a really good tip going into, you know, barbecue season, Christmas season. Just put the healthy stuff on the plate first and the rest will follow.
Wow, that is great. I love all of this stuff. This is fantastic.
It's
okay.
Fascinating stuff. It's food psychology and it's really, really interesting. And I think what I love about it is that you can make these simple changes without thinking too hard about them.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, Brooke, thank you. It's all in Australian Healthy Food Guide. Thanks, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much for having me.